GP Health Check on Current Essex Services. A senior doctor has revealed the East of England is one of the worst regions when it comes to GP numbers. Dr. Katie Bramall-Stainer, who is the chair of the British Medical Association's East of England GP Committee, has voiced concern over the low numbers of doctors working in the region. She believes they affect patient care and are the reason why some patients have difficulty obtaining appointments at their surgeries. According to the health expert, the region boasts just 4,895 GPs, 2,142 GP partners, 1,555 salaried GPs, 55 GP retainers, 153 locums, and 1,032 GPs in training. This means the East of England, which has a population of about 634,809, has 7.7 GPs per 10,000 people, which is lower than the 7.8 average for England. The East of England has some of the most deprived people and the lowest GP numbers, she added. It is a critical patient safety issue. Meanwhile, Stephen Robinson, Lib Dem leader of Chelmsford City Council, claimed an increase in demand for GPs had not been met with extra funding. He has called on more money to be invested in the medical school at Anglia Ruskin University's campus in Chelmsford, which trains 100 doctors a year. There's a huge shortage of doctors in Essex. We need 300 new doctors a year to keep up with the demand and retirements of GPs, he said. We all know that waiting lists from hospitals and GPs have been going up all the time. It's a really difficult situation. You have people going to hospitals who really shouldn't be there because they've got relatively minor problems and they should be able to see a GP, but they can't get an appointment. A Department of Health and Social Care spokesperson claimed its long-term workforce plan would transform GP services nationwide. It will provide 2,000 more GP training places a year by 2031, and added there were 2,800 more doctors now compared to 2019. GP funding increased in real terms by 19% between 2017 and 2022, and our primary care recovery plan is investing up to £645 million to expand pharmaceutical services and take pressure off general practice, the statement added. At the same time, survival rates for those in the East of England is also a concern, with Dr. Bramall-Stainer saying, "We cannot stay silent and watch this scandal." She says that although many residents would be feeling frustrated about the waiting times, they must understand there are a limited number of GPs and a limited number of hours. She added, "At the minute we are training more GPs than ever before, but with newly qualified GPs, only half take up NHS roles. We have got to make sure we retain staff." Dr. Bramall-Stainer also explained how some people on waiting lists often go straight to a private consultant instead, which is costly, and added, "If we don't manage to negotiate a safe contract for 2024 and 25, this will be the third year in a row," added Dr. Bramall-Stainer. "We can't go on the way we are. I think we might have to start asking questions that haven't been asked in a generation. We want to protect the communities across the regions." In response to the comments, William Guy, the Director of Primary Care for NHS Mid and South Essex Integrated Care Board, ICB, said, "We recognise the vital role that GP practice teams play and have been working hard to improve access to local services and support recruitment and retention. While we continue to work to ensure services can meet local demand, we can confirm that the general practice workforce across Mid and South Essex has risen significantly since data collection started. As of December 2023, there are over 4,000 staff employed in primary care, equivalent to 3,156 full-time equivalent staff."